How Rodgers and Nelson looked kind of building into this week one game?
We've had good with the, I think the whole team's had a good 2 days of practice. Aaron and Jordy both are included in that. They're practicing very well. They've been productive in practice. They look ready to go.
We've talked about this for weeks and weeks and weeks. Can those two guys come out full systems go with just based on practice reps alone?
Well, they'll be full go, no doubt about that. It's a long season, and teams and players get better as the season goes along. But we're hoping to try to be at peak performance beginning of the year.
Tom, obviously you've worked with a lot of quarterbacks, during your time. But what did you see from Joe Callahan in this camp, and as far as the progress he made from when he came to you guys to where he ended up at the end of camp?
Well, I think Joe, he's a hard worker. He got better fundamentally, got better in his footwork, but he's the kind of player just has a knack to make things happen in a game. He can avoid the rush, make some throws on the run, make some big plays extending a play, things like that. He's that kind of player that has the knack to make plays in the game. But he works hard in practice, and he's improved.
Tom, what do you like about what you've seen from Lane Taylor just over his years here, how he's kind of gone about his business to get to this point where he is right now?
Well, Lane's one of those guys. He's made improvements each year that he's been here. And, he came out of college as a more of a run blocker, but he's developed good pass blocking skills. So he's a very solid player. When he played last year, he played well for us, so we're very comfortable with him in there.
Tom, going back to Joe, I know your focus is on a game that counts here, and he's the third quarterback, but having done this for as long as you have you ever seen anything quite like what we saw this summer? A guy from Division III, it just doesn't seem like it's the kind of narrative that plays out very often in this league.
No, it's not the standard narrative, as you say, but it just goes to show, doesn't matter how you got here. When you get here, if you do the job and do well and perform, we're looking for guys who perform, and Joe certainly filled that bill.
When you guys sign him, I just think, well, Division III, I guess. When you see, maybe you scouted, maybe you knew something, but when you first realize that you got a kid from Division III, what are your thoughts? And then when you see him play, are you immediately surprised at what you've seen, or do you come in completely open-minded to that, or how do you view that?
No, that's the credit to the scouting department. They scouted him, they found him, and we didn't have much exposure to him until he got here for the rookie camp, and beyond that, he was here for the rest of the spring. So you might have that feeling that, he's from a small school, maybe he can't do it. But, again, it doesn't matter where you're from or how you get here. It's a question of what you do when you're here, and he's done well.
Tom, what do you think Randall is at going into this season? He didn't really let on last year how hurt he was. He kind of finally told us a little bit about it a couple weeks ago, but where do you think he is, and do you feel like he's kind of poised after the way last season went to kind of get back to being the Randall that we know?
Well, Randall is, he's not the biggest guy on our team, obviously, but he's one of the tougher guys, and he played through a lot of pain last year, and, you have to take your hat off to him for that, but he's a dynamic player. He's healthy. He's experienced. He's had a good camp. So hopefully he'll have an outstanding year for us.
How do you think Jared Cook, now that you've seen more of him in your offense and in games, how do you think he changes you know, Mike always talks about the fastest route to the end zone is in the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. How do you think he changes the dynamic of your offense?
Well, I don't know. I can't. I just know he's a big target. He can run. He has a big catching radius, long arms. So it's, I mean, Aaron's an accurate thrower, but if the ball is not exactly where it should be on a particular play, he has the ability to, with his length, to make a play maybe that other guys can't. So he's done well. He's working well with Aaron, and I'm excited to see them play together.